The Beauty of a Humble Spirit by Sheila Kopp. Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. 1 Kings 21, verse 29. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes, and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. 2 Kings 22, verse 19. Here in our first two scriptures, we have two kings, Ahab and Josiah, who came before God and humbled themselves. God was touched by their acts of humbleness and was drawn to do them good instead of evil. King Ahab was a very evil man. According to the Old Testament, he was one of the wicked kings in Israel. During his reign, he had Israel worship an idol called Baal. His wife had the priest of the Lord killed. Basically, anyone that loved God during that time and did not worship Baal got persecuted. Well, Ahab loved his garden that was beside his palace and wanted it. Unfortunately for him, Naboth, his neighbor, wouldn't give it up or sell it to him. He told King Ahab that the land belonged to his fathers before him, and he did not feel it right to give it up when the Lord had given it to them. Well, Ahab goes home and sulk in his bed and wouldn't eat. Here comes his goodly wife, Jezebel, and finds out what he was crying about and arranged it so that Ahab did end up with Naboth's land. How? She had Naboth killed. She had him stoned to death. She had false witnesses accuse Naboth of blaspheming the name of the Lord, and the town got together and stoned him. Needless to say, the Lord was not at all pleased about it, and sent prophet Elijah to tell Ahab basically that that was it for him. His life and his kingdom will be taken away from him and from his posterity. He and his wife are going to end up perished and taken out of the way by the Lord. Furthermore, God is going to bring such evil in the land that they've never seen before because of the wicked things that they were doing. Well, wouldn't you know it, when Ahab heard the word of the Lord, he rent his clothes, put on sackcloth, and fasted, and went about his way softly after this. He went and humbled himself before God. According to the Lord, he humbled himself before me, and because of this, God was touched. He told him that all the evil things he was planning to do against Ahab, he was going to bring it instead to his posterity, so he wouldn't have to see it. Can you believe that? I'm telling you, what a powerful thing this is to humble ourselves before God. When all else fails and you want God to move, that's the answer. Humble yourself. The same promise was given to King Josiah. He was a child king and had a tender heart for the Lord. At the very early age of 18, he sought the Lord when one of his servants brought to him a scroll with the words of God in it. When he heard what was said and how God was angry at his people for forsaking him, Josiah rent his clothes and humbled himself before the Lord. He sent his servant to inquire before God and find out what their status was with him. Again, the same promise that God had given to Ahab, because he humbled himself before God, the Lord had decided not to bring the evil in Josiah's time. I don't know about you, but I would very much like that for myself. If I could see peace happen to me in my life for the rest of my life, I would be so happy. There is something about a humble spirit that the Lord loves. It will bring God any time when you have a need of him. Humbleness is not easy by any means. Some people seem to just be born with it. Others struggle with it. According to the dictionary, humbleness means it is not proud or arrogant, but modest, having a feeling of insignificance, inferiority, or subservience. That is tough, isn't it? Having a feeling of insignificance or inferiority. We don't like that at all, do we? We want to be significant. We want to be heard. We matter. We want to be put on a pedestal and have people say, "Look how wonderful she or he is." We don't want to be forgotten and be put in a corner and ignored. We want to be acknowledged and paid attention to. Well, we can feel all that, and it's normal to desire to be acknowledged. But the difference with one that has a humble heart is that even if no one acknowledges you, it's okay. As a matter of fact, for some people, they're relieved when they're not put on the spot and paid much attention to. They're so humble. It's okay for them. They don't think too highly of themselves, that when people hurt them, it's not a big deal. They move on. That is exactly the spirit that God will gravitate to, one who doesn't care too much about herself or himself. He becomes their advocate. Even though no one might think so great of them and look at them, God sees them. He will be their champion. He will speak up for them, and he will lift them up. This is what I'm learning from the Lord. Even though it might be a struggle for me to admit I'm wrong and swallow my pride and humble myself, acknowledging my weakness before him, I can come to him and ask him to help me. I don't have to do this walk with him alone. I can most certainly ask for his help. It's not always going to be easy when people come and hurt us. We want to be heard. We want justice. We don't like feeling put to the side. But the Lord has shown me as well. He is my help. He is my comfort. When no one is paying attention to me or cares enough about me, that is okay. The Lord does. I can run to him for comfort. I can find in him a friend that sticks to me closer than anyone. He knows my desires and grants them because he loves me. I don't have to put myself out there up in the front for everyone to see because I am secure in his love. It is okay if nobody else cares, as long as he does. That is the beauty of Jesus Christ and finding our righteousness in him. He will help us to be humble before him. He will help us to find God's favor in our lives. He will be our shelter, our hope, and our strength. He loves us so much that there is nothing that he will not do for us if we are willing to allow him to work in our hearts to be like him. Let us pray. Father, you are our God who loves us and cares so much for us. Please help us to bring our hearts and our desires to you, to make ourselves honest and open to you and not withhold anything from you. Please help us to be humble enough when you correct us. Help us to be humble enough to accept your correction upon our lives and acknowledge you. And thank you for caring so much for us to bring us in the right path with you and love you for the rest of our days. Thank you, Father, in your most wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. For all those things had mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66, verse 2.